for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called both sides across the Taiwan Strait a community of shared destiny that cannot be prized apart. President Xi made the remarks in a congratulatory letter to the Association of Taiwan Investment Enterprises on the mainland on its 10th anniversary. He also expressed his hope that the association will continue to adhere to the One China principle, unite Taiwan compatriots, and contribute to the peaceful development of cross-strait relations. Founded in 2007, the association is a nonprofit social organization that consists of around 300 Taiwan-funded enterprises and their associations on the mainland. A search operation is underway in southwest Pakistan for two Chinese nationals who were abducted on Wednesday. The Chinese embassies confirmed that the two nationals were kidnapped by unknown gunmen in Quetta, the provincial capital of Balochistan province. Police say the kidnappers forced the abductees, a man and a woman, into a vehicle at gunpoint in Jinnah town and drove away. The Chinese embassy says they are still trying to learn more details about the incident, as well as about the abducted persons. China's voiced support for Myanmar to achieve peace and national reconciliation as a peace conference opened in its capital on Wednesday. The second meeting of the 21st Century Panglong Peace Conference of Myanmar attracted about 1,400 representatives from the government, parliament, military, political parties, ethnic armed organizations, and civil society. A delegation led by Sun Guoxiang, Special Envoy for Asian Affairs of the Chinese Foreign Ministry, is also attending the five-day meeting. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang says China hopes all parties in Myanmar will adhere to dialogue and consultation and make the conditions for lasting peace in the country. South Korea's foreign minister nominee has said that humanitarian aid to North Korea should be provided without political considerations. Kang Kyung-hwa, a veteran diplomat at the United Nations, arrived from New York at Incheon International Airport earlier in the day. She told reporters that the humanitarian aid is a matter of the universal value of humanity. Asked about North Korea's recent missile launches, the foreign minister nominee said that if provocations are conducted further, more powerful sanctions would be required. A seventh person's been arrested in the UK over the Manchester Arena bombing, as police have said they're investigating a network. Suicide bomber Salman Abedi killed 22, including children, and injured 64 at an Ariana Grande concert on Monday. Meanwhile, senior police chiefs in Britain have reacted with anger after sensitive details of the bombing were leaked to media in the US. The National Police Chiefs Council said the leak undermines the investigation into that terror attack. French anti-terrorism units on Wednesday arrested two women in northern France on suspicion of planning a terrorist plot. The two women in their 20s, who were reported to be ready to take action, were arrested earlier in the day in the cities of Lille and Oberdam. Reports say the two suspects were on police radar a week ago after they used social media to have frequent contacts with people in Syria. The Paris prosecutor's office has opened a terrorism probe on charges of criminal terrorist association. The latest and most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has left Norfolk Naval Station for more sea trials. The first of its class warship will conduct operations at sea, ensuring that it was built according to contract specifications. The USS Ford is the first of a new class of supercarriers. Boasting the most advanced weapons in the world, it's part of a push from the U.S. government to bolster its naval power. Officials say China's pilot nuclear power project using its latest technology is going to take shape very soon. The containment dome of the nuclear project is slated to be fully installed either on Thursday or Friday. The project's located in Fujian in Fujian province. It's equipped with Hualong-1 technology, a domestically developed third-generation reactor design. The Jiaolong manned submersible will descend to 6,300 meters in the Mariana Trench, the world's deepest known trench, on Thursday. The mission will be the second one for the Chinese sub in the Mariana Trench this year, and it should be completed within 10 hours' time. The submersible will collect seawater, rocks, and samples of marine life, and also conduct observation, measurement, and photography near the seabed. Chinese scientists plan to carry out 5 dives in the Mariana Trench. The first dive took place on Tuesday, with scientists and a journalist descending to over 4,800 meters below the sea's surface. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.